the people here in the wheelchair have got cards. They don't have to come to the prayer room up here. Just raise up your hand and let someone hold it up. It's got those numbers. And when that number is called, when you see your face lined up there, just move right up here in front of me. And I'm saying he is praying. But God, if He will and His mercy, might let me know the reason why you can't miss me. All right. Now, if you have one faith and you're your own chance in your faith, don't you see what a gift of healing is? A gift of healing is something that's in somebody to heal somebody else. The man that's being prayed for has to have a healing. He has to have a faith. Is that right?
Sometimes that means I start a prayer, so that the first temptation that I think also must give the anointing down to me. And after speaking, that's one anointing, and it's another anointing. And I have to get that to me before I know what I'm speaking of. And it's nothing in my back. It's all together. Stop. And now, you are a believer. You can, I'm sure of that. I believe that you're sincere. And I believe that God will help you within your trouble. Now, I'm not knowing you, knowing nothing about you at all. And you just come here this afternoon, and the boy gave you a prayer card. You look on it, there's another one there, and you've got your name and so forth on it, and then tonight when your number was called, you just, that's all it is, just walk out of it. That's all there is to it. You're just a stranger, not a stranger. Now, there's a God in heaven who knows all things. There's no secrets to him. And he makes his secrets known to his servants. And he revealed it. Remember Daniel? Now he made the king dream north. Now Jesus is seeing Nathaniel coming and holding him. He knew he was in prayer before he comes. You believe that same Jesus exists today? Yes, he is. All right. Do you believe that I, Jesus, not by Jesus, the same that I'm here, but by his sovereign grace, he foresaw that before the world began. He ordained it. I should do this work for you. Now, if I don't do it, who wants to do it? All right. I'm just talking to you in order to come back and get the woman at the well to see if I can get back straight to what your trouble is, you see. Now, I trust that you will do it. Get mercy. Yeah, of course, I don't know. But your trouble is in your stomach. Is that not? In fact, I say in your name, I see a hole in your stomach, Lord. Pain. That is caused from an accident, a fall. Is that not? All of a sudden. Is that not? What it's done is just shut you up. Are those things so true? Was that so what I said? Now, if it is, just turn the audience so they see. Is that true? Now, man, I don't know. But so you hear it on the microphone. So you can be the Lord. That's true. Now the vision has gone, you see. Now, you heard my voice, did you? But that was me. That was the one who is here now present. The one you see in the picture of, the one we spoke of last night. The one that knows all things, is spent in God. He's the one. Now, come here, brother. Now, when he met me out there, he told me, I told him, I didn't have enough education. Yes, it's something about the bowels or colon. Is that right? The colon? Is that right? It's got tumors in there. Is that right? It's got tumors in the colon. And you're up for an operation. And you've been putting that off. Colon and operation has to, isn't it? Yes, sir. And you've been putting it off waiting until I pray for you. Is that right? Come here. Almighty God, you're here. Beyond the shadow of doubt.
say that God wants to be our Father and keep from answering that. God asks us to believe you're a faithful Christian. You've been my niece before. Isn't that right? Recently you have. Although I didn't see you, but I see you now, just standing as well. You were almost here when you called. Is that right? There's no secrets before our Heavenly Father. You feeling better, sir?
I love you.
I thought so. You're going to get over that nerve and be all right. The blessing is still on you, so don't worry. On your wholesale. Sometimes days before he can see you. Daniel put him on high and the angel didn't get there for us. 21 days, is that right? I've seen the time where women and men have waited for a week to the birth of all at once that happened. The angel passes through the neighborhood. He knows where to happen. Watch where you find the word, I'll find in heaven. What you lose on earth, I'll lose in heaven. Is that right? That's his father. So attracted to that woman. All right. Deliverance. Healthy. You believe? You believe that Jesus Christ will make you well? You believe that I'll be his prophet with all your heart? Now look, there's a kindred something between you and what that lady had. You had to learn also. Is that right? Examination of that. But that tumor you have is in the head. Is that right? You believe? Come here. Our Heavenly smile there on the hand. And let us see what our early lines are. This demon take her up. Oh, may your spirit come here now. Heal her all. Thank you.
Look at me like this, if you believe in Jesus Christ. All right, Jesus, of course, you realize that. You're sick, remember?
man here, me knowing nothing about him, and the man knows I know nothing about him. Never seen in my life. If God will manifest himself in the same way that he done through Nathaniel, that ought to set it for this whole entire audience. Is that right? I take you, sir, for a truthful man. And I never seen you, no connection with you, no nothing about you. Is that right? No way at all for me to know. Or it's the very same. Now, let us be in prayer now. While I talk to you, just silently, you can look this away. Now, I want to ask you something tonight. That is not when I would start to pray and ask you to bow your head. Some wouldn't do it, and that is your heart on the patient, you see. The only way I can do anything to help you is full cooperation. And let you know this, that when that same diseases go out of the people, remember, you're not immune from them, and they're perfectly helpless until they're embodied, and be it assured to you that I'm not responsible. If you do not bow your head when I ask you, and will not obey, I will not even say to me. For it's a dangerous thing. We're letting tell you, there are people in the institutions today that set up a meeting with normal people and went out and met conditions because of disobedience. There's many of us in the grave. Now, you look this way. Do anything you want to, but just, and when I tell you where you are, if you're in that chair, if you're sick, whatever it tells you to do, go do it right then. You do just what it tells you to do. If I had longer to stay in Zion, I'd tell you some of the things that's happened, but we must hurry. Believe. The only thing I ask you to believe that Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. All right, sir. Come here. Now, I trust that you understand, friend, that this is not a stage show or something. You're up here, I believe, in sincerity. If you're not, God will sure tell me about you in a few minutes, and you'll know where you are. We should have never come. But if you are in sincerity, you're here to get well or something to happen. And I'm here in deep sincerity to try to help you by praying for you. That's all I can do, brother. That's all I can do. Why did I call you, sir, a few minutes ago and Brother Dan? Because I witness you see you are a Christian. That's right. All right. Now he's already here. And you're aware of that, that there's something going on. And I just talked to you just a moment. I've been preaching, you see, and it's a different anointing. It has to move back from that, you see, back into another realm. And I want to be sure of what I speak, you see, until the vision goes to breaking in, and then I can tell what is wrong. But now, look, as I'm speaking to you, like Jesus did to the woman at the well. Now, there's something wrong with that woman, and Jesus talked to her a little bit, and he went right straight and told her what was wrong with her. Is that right? Not knowing her. He was a Jew, she was a Samaritan. He just stood up at the well, and she'd come by. So after talking to her a little bit, then he could tell her what was wrong. Now, if I be a Christian man, if the Spirit of God is in me, that is the Spirit of Christ, then it'll make me in conduct like him, make any Christian like him. Then if on top of that, if he is given a spiritual gift or his presence near, then he'll be just like he was then. He could go right straight. See, he has no lips on earth but my eyes, no hands but ours. Our eyes, he speaks through us, he looks through us, he sees through us. And, is that right? That's right. We're our hands are his hands. Our lips are his lips to preach the gospel and what more. Sir, you're suffering with a blood condition. I believe it's diabetes. Is that right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now, you believe it?
I do.
With all your heart?
With all my heart.
Now, there's the man's trouble. That's what's wrong. I never seen him in my life, but that's his trouble. Now, if I could talk to him just a little bit, then the Holy Spirit might reveal something else might, oh, tell him maybe something when he was a little boy he did, or maybe some hindrance or something, something that stands in his life. I don't know. Perhaps. Do you already believe? Now, I want to say this is the first man. Let's take these cases fairly. I just want to talk to you, sir. Now, I just want you to answer me. Or I'm not reading your mind, sir. I want you to be thinking about me standing here. Just thinking that you're the presence of the Lord. His being here. Don't think, oh, the people might think that it's reading mine, which we settled at the other night, that Jesus knows their thoughts. But I don't want that at all. I want to see a vision, not what they're thinking about. I want to know if God will show me something about you, something in your life. Do you believe that I'm able to do this by being his prophet?
I do.
You do. Well, may the Lord grant. You have something to do around a boat, or boats or something, isn't that right? And aren't you some kind of aren't you a minister? Well, you are a preacher, that is, and you're around, I see you around preaching or talking to fishermen or something, and now there are boats or something, is that right?
That's right.
If it's right, raise up your hand. Do you bring me to be his prophet?
I do.
All right, go home and be well, my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ.
People without hope, without God in the world,
And today has been made sons and daughters of God, and God has sent his Spirit to us from heaven, Father. Oh God, to my nation, America, warrior of earth, if the work has been done from the Lord of the American past 5 years, it has remained to this day. If this nation would receive you, O God, as those poor dark heathen Africans did down there in Africa, the Korean War would settle and cease to strike the earth to you. But if we will not obey that mercy, we have to accept judgment. God be merciful tonight to the people here in this audience. This poor little neglected Zion, where once when the bell was tolled in the street, I'm told that night when I was a baby, dropped in my mother's arms, you knew that this night would be. When the bell was tolled on the church, the women ceased their work, the men stopped on the street and covered their heads. Prayer was made to Almighty God. The tent is now the down to the street, go ahead, let's go. Stand on every hand, drink and call my holy name. Sinners, ungodly, begotten, ground dedicated to God. How long are these things last? Only the down home. But yet I believe there's names that in Zion flow in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come, Lord Jesus, tonight, as your Spirit ruling over this audience, heal them where they lie, being gathered in from here and other parts of this country, walking in Chicago and around about cities. May, Lord, mercy spread over this building down now. May the wings of the Holy Spirit, as it was in the fiery furnace of the Hebrew children, stand away underneath every doubt. And may God Almighty break the spell of unbelief and set our believers free tonight. And may the Holy Ghost now baptize you and me in this audience tonight into the kingdom of God, and the yonder they might lead out of these chairs.
Now, I was born by a gift. Those gifts don't come by laying on the hands.
those gifts comes by the sovereignty of God. Gifts and callings are without repentance, they were foreordained of God to do. Gifts are born. Jesus Christ, in the Garden of Eden, he was a woman's seed that the birth of the third day. Moses was born at Father John. John the Baptist was a boy of one time in the wilderness, according to Isaiah, 712 years before he was born. Before Jeremiah, when he comes here, the great prophet Jeremiah, God said, before you be born in your mother's womb, I knew you and called you and sanctified you and ordained you a prophet over the nation. See, it ain't just what somebody else does, it's what God does. What God does. That is God. That is God. Now, since this, not knowing about the full gospel people, I was really at first, I didn't know what to do. But God called me and sent me them, not me. That's fine, amen. I'm here trying to help you. You believe that I'd be a hypocrite in my mind. You wouldn't believe that. You think, you believe as a Christian man that I would need to be truthful with. If I be truthful, God will help me to be with me. But if I'm not truthful, then he won't be with me. That's one way sure. But I try to represent Jesus to the people, tell them that I'm just a servant. Just a servant. So, and if I should die and I should go up before his gate and he say, you're the demon, and I'd send me to hell, and I'd be in hell, I'd raise up my hand and say, just and true art thou, O God. I'd raise him if I was in front of him, for he's real. And whatever he does, wrong. That's right. Now, let's define God's word. Now, do you believe me to be his servant? This concept. Now, just talking to you in the conversation, like you just did a woman at the well. Did you notice this night? Have you ever been to a meeting before? When I was in the last time, you was at the meeting. Well, then, this wasn't manifested. Then, see, as a mouse, the first time you can talk to them a little bit, so the anointing of the spirit comes in, you see. And that's when it breaks away and the beating comes in, you see, and I understand from there. Now, I want you to look this away. And I'm not trying to lose your mind. I want you to be thinking about me, but about the Lord Jesus. That's what I want to say. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes? Yes, truly. Isn't that right? Not only that, but you see the place was before. Isn't that right? Or your tumors got well for a day. My knee. Isn't that right? How do you believe?
I certainly believe.
God would never know if I wouldn't recognize you by the sea of Egypt when I was named for him. Is that true?
Yes,
here, I'll keep coming back again in just a moment. You have also a female problem. Isn't that right? Causes a difference. Is that right? Fish in the back.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's right.
I put my hand over there on the side. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
So don't you have some kind of twitching or jerking or spasms in the muscles of your stomach in there? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. There's nothing to be done for at the time.
But they... Well, it's not the knee now, but I put it before.
But it's that twitching still, yeah.
It don't have
to be. Mm-hmm. Have you... It's quite... He's speaking back with the reason from you.
Everything
is true. Everything is
true.
That's what
the
audience knows. Is that right?
That's right. Everything
is true. I don't know what it is. I don't know now what I told her. That's what God said. That's what the nation shows. And that's what God knows all about her. I don't know it. But God does know it and is told what's wrong with her. Now, if his presence is that focused, would you believe if I asked you guys to get well, along with the rest of the Christians, all these great with me, you believe you'll get well? Do you believe it all?
And I did believe.
valley here to everybody. Our Heavenly Father, as this poor woman here is suffering in the need, I have, with all my heart, that you will help her. Grant it, dear Lord, may your spirit come upon her and make her well. I lay hands upon her according to the word of the Holy Spirit, and say, as you lay hands on her this day, shall recover. Grandfather, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Now go on, Lord, happy and rejoicing and glad in your presence. All of us, come to the All right. Do you believe with all your heart that the things that take place here in the services are of God? You do believe. All right. If you believe that in your heart, then perhaps I can help you to have faith. Now, the only thing you need is just faith. Faith does all things, and that's all anybody can do. They might preach the word, they hear by the word, faith comes by hearing by the word. Now, this is the word of God. Is that right? That's the word of God. That's for all people. Or maybe it's something in an individual life that won't permit that news or something. Then, secondarily, the word then of God will come through his fear to help that person to get right, to straighten out or something. Is that right? That's God's ordination of those things. That's how God does things. Is that way. Now, are you strangers to me? We are strangers? You've been in the meeting this week, but I don't know. I've never been introduced to you, and I didn't even know anything about you. No way at all to know you. All right? And you're in need or suffering or whatever it is. Then, if anything that I know, if God will show me something concerning you, then you believe. You believe with all of your heart. Well, I see now that to look at you, I would have judged something else, but it's your stomach. Isn't that right? Right. I thought you're kind of yellow complexion. I thought it was just to look at you. I thought it was kind of like the yellow dominant, but it's your stomach. It's your stomach. So you've had an operation too. Is that right? Or that's coming through you. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. That is right. You're still having weak spells and so forth over like that. You believe he'll make you well? Come here, sir. Our Heavenly Father, the physician has done all that he can do, and I've seen him taking care of the lost. Thou art here to help me. I pray, Father, that your spirit is here, that you are blessing and healing and making every way whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd rather go on your road happy and rejoicing and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let us say, praise be to God. Now, first thing, I see the man has a trumpet in his ear, so that is the first thing that he's either deaf or something. All right. Can you hear me all right? All right, you come here. You can hear me as I talk to you just at 8 here. Well, as long as you can hear it, you see what I can talk to you the first thing. Now, what do you think about the Jesus Christ and about this? All the work here. You think it's wonderful?
I believe in
yours. You certainly do. All right. Now, if God is the, if Jesus is the Son of God, which we believe that he is, he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him, and here he is, and I'm seeking for help. No doubt for that ear, which it is. That is the ear. That's both your ears. All right. Now, I could not make you well. You understand that? I cannot make you well. There's no way at all for me to help you to make you well. The only thing that I could do is be pray for you. You understand that, don't you? And you need Jesus as your Savior. Now, isn't that right? Be honest with me. That's right. Is that right? You're not converted to Christ. Is this the same spirit that told the woman at the well, go get your husband, Jesus Christ, that knows your unconverted condition? Have you had some affair about a war, an army, or something like that? Have you been a soldier? Is that right? Do you believe you're his prophet? Come in. Would you accept Jesus as your Savior now? Promise that you'll not forsake him. You'll serve him the rest of your life from this night on. You're now accepting as your Savior. Here's another thing that I noticed you're doing in a beacon. A couple weeks ago, of course, being a sinner man, you good. You smoke cigarettes and get away from that. See? Don't do that no more now. You're to be a Christian now and walk with God. Almighty God, according to this man standing here with a trumpet in his ears, dead in his ears, I pray for mercy for this man. He's now accepted Jesus' personal Savior. I pray, dear God, that you heal him and make him well. May the Spirit of God come upon the man and take the curse away from him, the curse of Satan, the curse of sickness, heart injury, and make him a new creature in Christ Jesus. Oh, mighty God, hear my prayer. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you need to just one. All right. You hear me? You hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
You're healed, brother. Your sins are gone. The Lord will rejoice you. Let's say praise be to God.